Rita was shopping, and she had her little girl Jody with her. They were ready to pay when the trouble all started. Jody asked for some sweets.
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy, I want candy!
Not today, dear. You can have some tomorrow when your cousins come to visit.
No! I want candy now!
No! Tomorrow is your candy day.
Have you ever seen a young child having a tantrum? Maybe they screamed and cried and threw themselves about, and they didn't listen to what anyone said. How did that make you feel? We're going to be talking about tantrums today. If you have time, why don't you sit down for a while and join us? Hello, I'm Carol, and Tammy's here with me too. This is Women of Hope, and we're really happy to be with you today. I hope you don't feel like that child we just heard. Today, we're going to talk about tantrums. I'm a mother, so I know how upsetting it can be when your child has a tantrum.
Oh, I agree. I can remember one of my children having some very loud, noisy tantrums. Like Rita in the story we just heard, I felt very embarrassed and helpless when my child had a tantrum when we were out somewhere.
Friend, if you're a mother of a young child or toddler, your child will probably have a tantrum sometime. Maybe he already has. Children like to get what they want and right away. And sometimes when they don't get it, they react by having a tantrum. When a toddler has a tantrum, it's like an explosion of anger. They might rush around wildly or might fling themselves on the floor, kicking and screaming. Sometimes children even hurt themselves or scream until they make themselves sick or can't breathe properly. Children often have tantrums from a very young age.
Many 2-year-old toddlers have tantrums. Often they're frustrated because they're too small or weak to do something they're trying to do. Or maybe an adult has stopped them from doing something or having something they want. They don't have words to explain their feelings, so they express themselves very clearly and loudly by kicking and screaming.
Children are more likely to have a tantrum if they're hungry or stressed or if they're tired. Sometimes doing too many things in a day without quiet times in between can result in a tantrum.
Tantrums can be very upsetting for everyone. Let's talk about some ways a mother can prevent her child from having a tantrum.
There are some things that can help, but remember, you can't always prevent a tantrum. Pay attention. If you can see your child getting distressed, you can sometimes distract them with another activity. Play a quiet game with them or give them something different to play with. Maybe you could take them for a little walk. And sometimes it's a good idea to give them something to eat.
I've heard that young children are more likely to have a tantrum if they're hungry. So try to notice the things that seem to lead to tantrums in your child. Certain situations, shopping, visiting or meal times might make them stressed. So try not to go shopping or visiting when your child is tired. Perhaps wait to go out until after he or she has had a nap. And make sure you feed your child regularly or when they want food.
Give them something to eat before you go out or take food with you. And keep your shopping trips or visits short. When visiting friends, let your child know about when you'll be leaving. Tantrums sometimes happen at mealtimes, so try to keep mealtimes simple and pleasant. Try not to have a battle with your toddler about food and eating. Remember that a healthy toddler will know when he's eaten enough.
No matter what you do, your child might still have a tantrum sometimes. Most children aged from 18 months to 3 years do. But the tantrums usually stop as the children get older. So remember that this sort of behavior won't last forever. And that's good to hear, isn't it? Children usually grow out of tantrums as they learn better ways to show their feelings. But when a child is in the middle of a tantrum, there are some things his mother can do right then.
Oh, yes, there are. Some children rush around or kick and hit when they have a tantrum. It's important to stop a child who's having a tantrum from hurting himself. Sometimes just holding them firmly calms them down. But some children can't bear to be held when they're having a tantrum. So it's best to remove anything they might break and make sure they don't hurt themselves.
I have known some children to hold their breath until they turn blue, and that can be scary.
Well, it may be scary, but you don't need to worry, because even if they stop breathing, they won't harm themselves. Their body will automatically start them breathing again. The most important thing that you can do is to stay calm, or pretend to be calm, even if you don't feel calm. If it's scary for you, it's even more scary for them to be out of control or not able to breathe. If you get angry, it will be harder for both of you. Keep your voice calm and level and speak slowly. Pick them up and put them in a safe place if necessary.
And if you can, it is a good idea to ignore what your child is doing until they stop, unless they are really doing something dangerous. You don't want them to think that a tantrum is a good way to get your attention.
And once a temper tantrum is in full swing, it's too late to try to talk to your child into calming down or distract them. They won't be in the mood to listen. And don't try to argue with them during a tantrum. They can't think clearly when they're like this. And don't give in and let them do what wasn't allowed before the tantrum. For example, if your child wanted to go outside and you said no, don't let them go out after the tantrum. Stick to what you said and still say no. If you let them go out after the tantrum, you will simply be rewarding the tantrum or teaching them that the tantrum will get them what they want, and they will keep on doing it.
Oh, we mothers have to control ourselves sometimes too, don't we? But it pays off in the end. Many mothers try to do all the right things, but their child still has a lot of tantrums. Don't be too tough on yourself.
Remember that all children have tantrums. A child does not deliberately have tantrums to upset you. They are just little and frustrated. But tantrums can become a bad habit, so it is worth the work. Remember, it takes time for your child to change. As they grow up a bit, you can teach them how to point or use words so that they have a better way to tell you what it is they need. Show your child by good example. Stay in control of yourself when you are frustrated or angry.
Friend, remember that nobody is ever a perfect mother or father. There is no such person. And it's okay to make mistakes. Most of all, it's really important to let your young child know that even though you're the boss, you love him or her very much.
A song from my heart, a small refrain to hold you. For times when we're apart, it should, but I can say that God is always good. And when the cold wind blows like I know it will, and when you feel alone like I know you will, and when the cold wind blows like I know it will, oh, don't let your love grow, don't let your love grow, don't let your love grow cold. This is a song for my sons, for when they understand it. You know how life is full, you know we couldn't plan it. You're dead and I pray for strength and understanding for things we couldn't see or comprehend. This is a song for you to carry in your pocket. Take all the love with you and all the paths you walk in. Be honest with yourself and don't forget to pray and read your Bible every day.
Welcome back to Women of Hope. We've been talking about children's temper tantrums. But you know, adults have tantrums sometimes too. We might not lie on the floor and kick or turn blue. At least I hope you don't. But sometimes we lose control of ourselves. And when adults lose control, they can be cruel and violent. And that's really scary for everyone. Today's Bible story is about a man who lost his temper with God.
I wonder if you remember the story of Jonah that we heard a while ago on Women of Hope. I'll just go over the story quickly in case you missed it. It's a story from the first part of the Bible, God's holy book. Jonah was a prophet. God told him to go to the big city called Nineveh and tell them to stop being so wicked and cruel. Nineveh was far away from the nation of Israel where Jonah lived. Jonah didn't want to take God's message to the Ninevites. He didn't like them. So he decided to go in a different direction, in a ship. A huge storm came while the ship was at sea, and in the end, Jonah was thrown overboard into the sea so the others' lives could be saved. A big fish swallowed Jonah and spat him out on the beach. And then Jonah decided to obey God and go to Nineveh and tell them God's message.
Wow, that certainly was the short version of the story. But we did that because we wanted time for you to hear the next part of the story.
Well, let's hear the beginning of it from God's Word, the Bible. Here's what happened next.
Jonah obeyed the Lord and went to Nineveh. The city and district was so big that it took 3 days just to walk around it. After walking for a day, Jonah warned the people, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. They believed God's message and set a time when they would go without food and drink. Then everyone in the city, no matter who they were, dressed in rough sackcloth. These were signs that they were very sorry. When the king of Nineveh heard what was happening, he also dressed in sackcloth. He left the royal palace and sat in the dust. Then he and his officials sent out an order. None of you or your animals may eat or drink a thing. Each of you must wear sackcloth, and you must even put sackcloth on your animals. You must also pray to the Lord God with all your heart and stop being sinful and cruel. Maybe God will change his mind and have mercy on us, so we won't be destroyed. When God saw that the people had stopped doing evil things, he had pity and did not destroy them as he had planned.
Well, you'd think Jonah would be pleased. He had done what God told him to do, and the people had listened to what he said. And they were sorry for doing such wicked things. They showed they were sorry in their traditional way, by dressing in rough clothing and sitting in the dust. And they didn't eat or drink. They fasted. But this was most important. They stopped doing those bad things, and they prayed to God. And when God saw that they were really sorry, and that they had changed their behavior, he forgave them. He didn't destroy their city after all. He treated them with mercy and kindness.
But Jonah wasn't happy. He was really upset and angry, and his behavior was like a tantrum.
Yes, he didn't like the way God was showing his love to a people who had been mean and cruel to Jonah's own country of Israel. This is what he said as he prayed to God. You are a kind and merciful God, and you are very patient. You always show love, and you don't like to punish anyone, even foreigners. I knew you'd change your mind. Now let me die. I'd be better off dead.
It was very like a tantrum, wasn't it? He was angry with God for not doing things the way he, Jonah, thought he should. Jonah wanted the people of Nineveh to be punished. He didn't like God forgiving them and giving them a second chance. He was so angry that he said he'd rather be dead.
Well, God didn't let him get away with that selfish attitude. God said to him, "What right do you have to be angry?" But Jonah kept going on with his tantrum. He left the city and made himself a shelter from the sun. Then he just sat there under it, waiting to see what would happen to Nineveh. He was not in a happy mood. He was sulking. God wanted to teach Jonah an important lesson. Let's find out what happened next from God's Word, the Bible.
While Jonah was sitting outside the city, sulking, God made a plant, a vine, to grow very quickly. It grew up and over where Jonah was so that it shaded him from the very hot sun. And that made Jonah happy. But the next morning, God sent a worm to chew on the plant. It chewed it so much that the plant shriveled up. It died. It was hot, and God sent a really hot, scorching wind. Jonah felt as if he was going to faint, and he was angry. Jonah shouted, "I wish I were dead." But the Lord asked, "Jonah, do you have the right to be angry about the vine?" "Yes, I do," he answered, "and I'm angry enough to die." And then God spoke to Jonah. You feel sorry for that plant, the vine, that just grew up one night and died the next day, and you didn't even plant it or look after it. Well, think about this. In this great city of Nineveh, there are more than 120,000 people, and they don't know about me and how I want them to live. And there are a lot of animals and cattle there, too. Now, they are far more important than the plant, aren't they? Don't you think that I, the God of the whole earth, should care for them, too?
What an outburst from Jonah! He was angry, and he was probably yelling at God. Well, God used the vine to help Jonah understand that he, God, should care for the people of Nineveh. He was telling Jonah that those people were all important to him, and even the animals mattered. Jonah was being very selfish in his attitude.
Friend, sometimes we can be like Jonah. We don't want good things to happen to people that we don't like very much. We want other people to be punished for the bad things that they do, and sometimes we don't like to think of God forgiving them.
Have you ever hoped something bad would happen to someone? Have you felt upset when someone who did something bad says they are sorry and are forgiven? God wants all people in the world to turn from their bad behaviors and tell him they are sorry. And he promises to forgive anyone at all who does that. It's not up to us to say who deserves to be forgiven. God says that he will forgive anyone. That's how loving and kind God is.
Of the world,
I've seen the beauty of diamonds and pearls,
but they ain't nothing. Your love amazes me. I've seen a sunset that could make you cry,
and colors of a rainbow the sky.
The moon and all its phases, but your love amazes me. Don't you ever doubt this love of mine. You're the only one for me. Something to believe in forever, faithfully. Your love amazes me. Your love, your love.
I prayed for miracles that never came.
I got down on
your love.
your love. Your love, your love. Forever faithfully. Your love amazes me.
My friend, maybe you are having trouble forgiving someone, even though you know God will forgive them. God can help you with this. He can help you to forgive that person, even though you don't feel like forgiving them. You just need to ask God to help you, and He will. Would you like to pray a prayer about this? I'll say the words of a prayer, and you can say it in your heart to God if you really mean it. Ready? Dear God, our loving Father, I am having trouble forgiving someone, and I know that you want me to show love and forgive them. Please help me to do this. I know I can't do it without your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Maybe you are like one of the people in Nineveh who are not living the way God wanted them to live. Maybe you think God would not forgive you, but my friend, He will. He has promised to forgive anyone who is truly sorry for their sins and honestly wants to change. That is why God sent His Son Jesus to die, taking the punishment we should have had. He wants us to turn to Him and ask Him to forgive us and give us a new start with Him as our leader. You might like to pray this prayer as I say the words. Dear God, our loving Father, I know now that You will forgive me for the bad things I have done. I am sorry and I want to change to live Your way with Your help. Please forgive me for my sins and be the leader of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you prayed one of those prayers, you can be sure that God has heard it. I think the story of Jonah shows us that God really wants to forgive you wherever you live, whatever you've done, and He wants to give you a new start like He gave Jonah. If you have questions about making that new start or just want to know more about what you've heard today, you can write to us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.